涙なかなか止められないので、冗談から始めたいと思います。今日プレゼントを2つ持ってきたんだけど、思ったよりも、最初の後でもっといいやつ出したいと思うんですが、まず、これを差し上げたいと思います。ある教会で兄弟姉妹いなくなると、なんか思い出のためにその人のずっと育てたところになんか置きますよね。みんな教会に入ってきたら置いてる。まあ、私それずっと、考えたんだけど、私だったら、そこにね、私大体毎週座ってるところに何起きて、まあ、会いたいのか考えてみると、やっぱり、カツラです。
これラーメン。
If you guys didn't catch that, I had to find a way to break the emotion this morning. I was going to do that later, but it's something that's purpose now. I'll be so down a little bit. My wife told me about a church that she visited in Japan. This is actually the truth. And when somebody actually dies at that church, not necessarily just leaves, but I kind of expanded the reason this time. But when someone ends up going on to heaven, they like to put something where those people usually sat. And at that church, I think it was slippery. That they usually sat there. So I wasn't thinking that slippers would be the best thing for me. I thought maybe a wig would best symbolize me. So if you don't mind, I would just sit there for today. I don't expect that to be there next week. Thank you. It's you. I'm by you. Ready?今日最後のメッセージはみんなに伝え、何を伝えたいのかよく、考えたんですが、なかなか、いい考え、出てこなくて、まあ、簡単にこれ持ったんですが、まあ、ミート教会ですね。ミート教会考えてみると、今季節、変わる時みたいですね。リーダーシップも変わるし、1年前、ミート教会の伝道者も変わりましたね。まあ、ちょっと変わってる季節かもしれないんだけど、それは自然ですよね。時代も変わるし、私たちはだんだん、いなくなって、若者、その教会の責任任せるのも間違いないことだと思います。ミート教会の将来は、自分にとっては楽しみですね。アメリカに住んでた時に、たまにミート教会、何やってるのかはちょっと楽しみにしたいと思います。皆さんも手つないで、みんなでこれを一緒に頑張っていただきたいと思います。喜びなさいですね。難しい時期時に、一番よく考えた意味のことを考えてみると、やっぱりこれだと思いますね。喜びなさい。苦しい時でも、なんかその暗闇の間に、なんかいいところ少しでも望み見つければ、ちょっとでも頑張って続けることができると思います。で、今日は、フィリピンの手紙4章の4節から7節まで、そこから私メッセージ取ったんですが、ぜひ、そのところを一緒に見ていただきたいと思います。Today I was, of course, thinking about many things I'd like to say as I was leaving. You know, Mito Church is going through some changes, not just my family. A lot of you are new to Japan. and some of us are learning to step up and take on new leadership roles. Joel Osborne at this church and some of the others of you will need to do that. I think that's a natural process of things in nature, right? Things change, people move on, and it's kind of a necessity. And in some ways, it's a good thing for a church to have opportunities for other people to reach out and be involved in the work of the church. So I'm looking forward to hearing about that in America. Today, as I was thinking about the message, I thought of, well, you know, some people are anxious. Brother Zinicki talked about that last week. There's a sense of anxiousness when there's change and when people end up leaving, but God has a way of working through that. We all know the idea of putting your hand in water, and when you pull it out, actually, there's nothing left, right? The water has a tendency to supply the needs of what was taken out, and I think God works that way, too. So today, I just want to remind us, like Brother Zinicki did last week, the Holy Spirit is at work, and also that there's a point that we can find in rejoicing in the move and the change of the season that's going on at this time. So from Philippians chapter 4, verses 4 through 7, if you will open up there, I'd like to just share a few things with you on that point today. It's called the ABCs of rejoicing. Yorokobi no ABC desu ne. Kyou wa 3 tsu no pointo, kantan ni minasan to chotto karemete ikitai desu ne. Mazu, accumulate.キムライトあんまり会話で英語言えないかもしれないんですけど、まあ、キムライトはちょっとかっこいいと思ってたので、みんなちょっと覚えていただきたいと思います。まあ、日本語で簡単に言うと、集めるんですね。集める。二つ目は、be real。ABC の B ですね。be real。本物になる。C は create。create はいろんな意味あるかもしれないんだけど、想像する。何々を作る。今日は、独材を作る。ちょっと考えていただきたいと思います。A からいきましょう。アキミュレイですね、集める。4章の、4節にこう書いてある。いいですか？みんなで一緒に読みましょう。はい。
主において常に喜びなさい。重ねて言います。喜びなさい。
はい、単語そこに入ってないんですね。集めると言えばここからポイント取るんでしょうね。自分の喜んでるところは何ですか。一箇所だけありますか。奥様、子供、仕事、教育。自分の祝福されていること、毎日数えてる。私は、まあ、趣味のように集めるんですよ。集めるというか、まあ、本当のポケではないんですけど、その考え方で自分、今まで神様からいただいたものを趣味のように集める私は。たまに、紙に書きます。今までこういうこと神様祝福したんですよ。私の美人の奥様ですが、妻ですね。元気な3人子供、3人はこの教会でバプティズムを受けたので、それも書いてある。まあ、仕事、健康、まあ、お友達たち、いろいろ私は紙に書いて、ポケットの中に入れる。皆さんは同じようにやりませんか？たまに私たちがなんか難しい状態の中で自分の祝福いただいた祝福を忘れるんじゃないですか。その大変なところポイントだけをよく集中して少しでも落ち込む。その時になんか紙に書いてもいいし、その心に留めてもいいんですけど、覚えて、あ、まあこれが大変だけど今までこういうふうに祝福されたことあるので、まあ、少し今大変かもしれないんだけど、これをやっぱりですね、これはあってもこっちの方が重い、こっちの方が多い、と覚えていただきたいと思います。まあ、箴言、118編24節こう書いてあるんですか。私はあまり漢字読みないのでみんな助けてください。はい。
今日こそ主の御業の日、今日を喜び祝い喜び踊ろう。
まあ、英語でちょっと違うこと書いてあるんですね。日本語と英語比べると。英語ちょっと見てください。This is the day the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it.、ね、一日感謝するんですね。簡単に言うと。一日。自分の一日に神様からいただいたもの、毎日朝早く起きて感謝してますか？これ大切ですね。あとそれだけではなくて、これですね。ひげ、重症の七節。はい、一緒に読みましょう。はい。
正しい者の呼び名は褒めたたえられ。
You go, the memory of the righteous will be a blessing. The memory of the blessed. Memory はみんなわかりますね。思い出。Blessing は祝福。正しいものですね。正しいものは righteous でしょ。だからつまり、その兄弟、姉妹たちも祝福なんですね。私もそれも集めるんですよ。自分の名前は私のポップに入れる。だから落ち込んでるとき、暗いときに、またいろんな水戸教会の姉妹、兄弟の名前を言います。あ、私は大変だけど、でも間違いない。ある兄弟、ある姉妹は私のために応援してます。あと一緒に交流して毎日頑張ることができるので、少しでも私は立ち上がって、元気に生活続けることができる。皆さんも同じようにしてください。水戸教会のある兄弟姉妹の名前を覚えて、まあ、自分自身もお祈りしていただきたいし、あとこちらこそ人たちが自分のためにお祈りできると思います。 Well, real quickly, starting with verse 4, we're talking about rejoice in the Lord always. I'll say it again, rejoice. Many of us have grown up hearing our parents or people mention these verses to usAnd on the surface, it sounds like something that's, you know, very shallow. But I remember that in my life, I try to make it a habit of sitting down from time to time and just writing out lists of things that I'm thankful for. And I try to do that especially when things seem a little tough and when I'm feeling sorry for myself or thinking life is being a little bit unfair. And so maybe a hobby, you know, people collecting things is kind of how I look at this. I like to collect blessings.And every now and then when I get to thinking, this is not fair, this is not the way things would be, I pull that piece of paper out, whether it's an actual piece of paper, just something written upon my heart, I pull that out and I'll just review that. And it has a tendency to kind of pull my attention away from that, you know, that darkness, that feeling of I want to fall off the cliff into depression, and it brings me back to the fact that God, in spite of these things, has blessed me in so many ways. Another thing that...I remember is to just be thankful for the basic things in life. You know, it doesn't have to be always, you know, I mean, spiritual blessings, of course, are always there, but you can just think of things that God has given you. It's a good job, an education, friends, family, points that are good for us to remember, help bring us out of that. But for me, I wanted to make this point, especially today. I like to also write down the names of brothers and sisters that have had an influence on me over my life.And sometimes, you know, just like my father's name, my father has passed on. Often I will remember his name, and I'll remember things that he said to me. And I'll remember, like, you know, in sports. My dad used to run up and down the sidelines in football. You know, I was a little guy, and I played tailback. And I had 6 concussions in high school. And I wasn't really physically maybe able to play football, but my heart was really in it, you know.But I remember my dad running up and down the sidelines, yelling and screaming at me. I mean, get up, boy! You got some left, get up! You know, I can still hear that voice to this day. But you know, there are people in our lives, right, that you can kind of hear their voice or what they have said to you in the past reverbs down through your soul and your heart. I think it's good to collect those kinds of things too, whether you actually write them down or you just pin them upon your heart. It's a good thing to remember. So Atzmeret days means to simply gather blessings. はい、2つ目は、Be Real ですね。Be Real、 本物になる。本物、偽物ではなくて本物になる。じゃあ、ボスで一緒に読みましょう。はい、
あなた方の広い心が全ての人に知られるようになさい。主はすぐ近くにおられます。
あなたの広い心ですね。広い心、広い心は何でしょう。だったらどういうことですか、ね、はい、マタイ25章31節から40節まで、ごめん今日は用意してないから、直接に聖書を見ながら読んでもらっていいですか。マタイ、25章31節から40節まで。While looking that up and reading in Japanese, I'll come back in English. The second point is be real. The B is be real. Be real for me means taking your faith as a Christian and doing something practical with it. You know, God, I don't really think God calls us to be monks in the sense of going up on a tall mountain and live out our lives in separation from the rest of the world, simply reading the Bible. I'm not saying that might not be necessary for some people under some cases, but I can certainly say that I don't feel that calling in my life. And I think for the average Christian, they would agree that God doesn't call us out of the world, right? He calls us into the world, but not to be of the world. So how is that exemplified? What, you know, let's give that a litmus test. What is it that would really exemplify that? Well, I always come back to Matthew 25, verses 31 through 4. You know the passage. It's real famous. You know, it's the passage where people stand before God in the time of judgment. And God just simply asks them, you know, basically, how did you serve your brother? And, you know, what did you do with your life? And people have an option of responding, you know, I either fed, I gave drink, I clothed, I visited, or they don't. And the ones that answer that they did that, God has a blessing for them. And I think that passage is interesting in the fact that God doesn't stand before us and ask us how many verses can he quote from my Bible, you know. How many people did you, you know, necessarily sit down and talk about becoming a Christian? Not that those things aren't important, but isn't it interesting that of all the things that Jesus could have explained that God is going to do on the last day, he picks out something very practical. He asks, did you feed those who needed to be fed? Did you clothe them? Did you visit them? I take that to heart very seriously. I really think that a Christian life is summed up in the time of what they spend doing. And not that you can't clothe people in a symbolic sense and spending time with them. And I'm sure there's many interpretations of this passage. But do we find ourselves focused on living out the Christian life like that? Or is that just something that happens upon us, and when it happens upon us, then we take part? Or are we making choices daily that lead us into the service of the lives of others? So right there, I think being real, for me, means serving others. Very simple. はい、どうですか？結構有名な箇所なんですが、イエス様は戻ってきた時に、私たちに何頼むんですかね？私の聖書、何箇所を覚えて発表できるんですか？書いてないですね。何人救われたんですか？それも書いてない。本物になりたいとこういうことをしなくちゃダメなんですね、私たちが。だから毎月第2週目にホームレスの方々、いろんな兄弟姉妹が集まってそういうことをするんですね。でもその時だけではなくて、皆さんがもっともっと広い心を起こるように、別の人たちもぜひ頼ってください。将来にシングルマザーですね、それともお父さんお母さんない子供、 のためにと、まあ、人によって自分の、心にあるものなんだと思うんですが、ぜひそのこと、捕まえることができるようにみんなで、頑張ってください。だから本物になることといえば相手を助けることですね。相手を助けること、はい、3つ目のポイント C ですね。 Create、動作材を作る。じゃあ6節一緒に読みましょう、はい、
どんなことでも思い煩うのはやめなさい。何事につけ感謝を込めて祈りと願いを捧げ、求めているものを神に打ち明けなさい。
独裁まだ書いてないんですね。
ゲド、
あ、ゲド発音の前間違えちゃった、ゲド独裁、はい、ゲド独裁を作る。ゲド独裁英語で言うとエンタドウ、エンタドウ。ゲド独裁はいつ飲むんですか？答えを悪くなる前に、やだね、それ状態悪くなったらそれを飲んだよね、はい、もしかしてそういう人もいるかもしれないので、これを覚えてくださいですね。どんなことでも思いはやめなさい。何事につけ感謝を込めて祈りと願いを捧げ、持っているものを神に打ち明けなさい。わかりますけど、どういう意味だね。はい、じゃあこの箇所を、また見てみましょう。マタイ18章の1節から7節まで、その意味はそこに書いてあると思います。これまた直接聖書から読みますですか。 Okay, now on to see。Talking about antidotes. When do people need antidotes? Is it before the poison enters the body or afterwards? Well, afterwards, right? But don't take antidotes unless it's necessary. I believe there are many among us who need antidotes right now. Whether it's people that are among us here or whether it's people in society. People need an antidote. They're already sick. What is the antidote for them? Well,an antidote is something that offsets the poison that is already in the system. In this case, it would be worry, stress, things that in life tend to have a tendency to pull our attention away again from blessings and from our viewpoint of what God might want us to understand. So how do we accomplish making this antidote?Well, in Matthew 18, verses 1 through 7, we have that story of the unrighteous judge and the nagging widow. Y'all know the story, remember? Well, she comes to the unrighteous judge. The reason he's called unrighteous is because he doesn't care about man. He's not a Christian. He cares nothing about God. And why does he finally give in to the woman? It's only one reason, right? Because she's shitskoi. That's a good word for you to learn. Because some of your students will be that. Shitskoi just means nagging. You know, they just won't leave you alone. And the Bible uses that because look at the verses in verse 1. It says, Jesus tells these parables to teach his disciples what? To pray and to not what? Give up hope.So I'm not making this up. He's using this example. This is from the mouth of our Savior, Jesus Christ. He's teaching his disciples using a person who's not a Christian symbol, that has no interest in God, to teach us how we should approach the throne of God ourselves. Isn't that interesting? So for me, to make the antidote for me is to simply do this. Stay at the throne, or if you will, the door of God, and to knock and knock and knock and knock and knock and knock and knock. And that's what it is. That's what these verses teach us. So there is no secret formula to making an antidote. It's just something done in the process of going to the throne. Luke 18:1-9. Looks like I'm sorry, I picked up the wrong verse. Should be not Matthew, but Luke chapter 18, verses 1. I'll give them a moment to read that, then I'll come back. So, again, just to remind, when we're discouraged, when we're stressed out, when we're about to fall into depression, the antidote for that is to simply pester God and knock on His door until He gives us what we want. I truly believe, in some ways, it's like a test, if you will. God has a level, if you will allow me to use this illustration, of prayerful time and passion that He has. And He's waiting for us to meet that limit before He makes a decision. And He's waiting to see how much energy we will put into that request before He will give it to us. I truly believe that. There are times when God has this point. He's saying, okay, let's see how bad Mark wants it. And I'll pray, and I'll pray, and I'll pray, and I'll stop me on, yeah, that's what I thought. You didn't want it so bad anyway. So every now and then, there'll be something that'll come along, and I'll pray, 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 and God says, okay, you want it that bad, I'll give you a hint. I think that's a test. And maybe, I'm not saying in all instances, maybe that's what God's doing for us. That's something God will give us if we'll stay after it. He's wanting to see how badly you want it. I'm sure somehow through all that mysterious working, God is teaching us something about our character, and He's helping us to grow in our relationship with Him also. Hi, Luca, do you have show? どうですか？少しでも分かりましたか？はい。解毒剤を作るのは神の御心を積極的に、もう積極的に一番大切なことですね。しつこいのように神様に頼む。1回だけではなくて、2回、3回、4回、5回、6、7、かける10倍ですね。そういうやる気あれば、もしかして神様は、答えしてくれるかもしれないですね。その望んでいる僕をあげるかもしれない。そうしないと、もしかしてあげないかもしれない。だから、解毒剤はそんなに不思議なことではない。フォーミュラは、そこに書いてあったんですね。まず、何事につけ、感謝ですね。感謝から始まる。あと、祈りと願いを捧げ。祈りと願いを捧げ。積極的に。神ですね。求めるものを神に打ち明けなさい。はい、最後に、結果は平和ですね。7節に書いてある。はい、一緒に読みましょう。
そうすれば、あらゆる人知を超える神の平和が、あなた方の心と考えと、キリストイエスによって守るでしょう。
いう状態になればいいんですよね。やっと毎日平和を起きて、病気でも、年寄っても、体、そんなに強くなくても、教育そんなにできなくても、仕事そんなに楽しくでも、そういう人生あっても平和の、人生ができるんですね。そうすればある意味日を、神の平和があなた方の心と叶えとキリストイエスによって守るでしょう。この話してますか、マルコ。 4章の35節から39節まで、今度は用意してましたよ。どうぞ一緒に読みましょう。ごめんなさいね。ちょっと英語で。Mark chapter 4 verses 35 through 39. We're talking about the last point real quickly. And、the result is one of peace. Right? That's what we're all after. You know, regardless of being sick, regardless of whether your job is exactly what you want, regardless of the condition of your body or society around you or exactly where you're at in life, if you can get up every day feeling peace about what you're doing, imagine how enjoyable life can be. If the circumstances around you, yes, and to some degree they do influence us, but if it's just like, you know, there's something more important, sense of warmth that the coldness of the world can't take away regardless of the condition of jobs, education, family, health. Wouldn't it be great to get up every day like that? Well, according to the ABCs that we just looked at, that's possible. We accumulate. Take the blessings that God has given us. Put those together. Remember those daily. We take our lives as Christian and we actualize those in serving other people. And then finally, take the antidote in the sense of either taking it if we need it or take it to others if they need it by sharing the love of Jesus Christ. I think there's a story that exemplifies that. If you look at Mark chapter 4, verses 35 to 39, we're going to read that out loud in Japanese. If you would just read that in English. Mark chapter 4, verses 35 to 39. じゃあ皆さん一緒に35節から読みましょう。はい。
その日、夕方になると、弟子たちに言われた、
向こう岸へ行こうと。
彼らは群衆に分かれて、船にお乗りのままのイエスのお供をした。他に何隻かの船も同行した。
ここまで。なんだね。じゃあ。どうぞ続きましょう。すると
激しい嵐が起こって波が船に打ち込み、はや船いっぱいになるほどであった。しかし彼自身は
炉で枕を折って眠りであった。
ちょっと待ってください。何したの？
ゲイさん
は2列は何？眠りであったの？つまりこういう状態ですか？弟子たちがなんかね、国の守り頑張ってるんだけど、イエス様はちょっとね、巻物のように寝てるんじゃないですかと思いませんか？様子を見ればなんでイエス様は寝てるのかな。そしてでしょうね、イエス様は寝てる、波も高いし、嵐ですよね。嵐状態の中でイエス様が寝るのはおかしくない？どう思いますか？自分状態の中でイエス様が寝てると思います？もしかして同じことを感じてるかもしれないです。なんでイエス様は声をかけてくれないの？私のために、見守ってくれないんじゃないですか？と思う人いるかもしれないんですが、また、その38節の後半読みましょう。弟子たちから、はい、弟子たちは起こししていった。
起こししていった。先生、溺れます、よろしいのですか？と。
私たちの声ですよね。私たち同じように。イエス様その後何したんですか？はい、じゃあ読みましょう。
イエスは起き上がって風を叱り、湖に黙れ沈まれと言われた。すると風はやみ、すっかりなぎになった。
こういう感じですね。今日私たちの救い主、力を持っているのにさないですね。もう先ほど最初から言ってなかったんだよね。なんでかな。なんでイエス様はその難しいやばい状態の中で寝ることができるんですか？ なぜか言うと、さっきほど読んだようにこれですね。あなた方の心と考えとキリストイエスによって守るでしょう。なぜならその前にいて、あらゆる人知を誇る神の平和ですね。私たちの救い主は平和があるんですね。自分のお父さん、自分自身のことを最後まで守ることを 100% 信じたので、よく寝てたんですね。そういう自信があれば私たちも寝ることができるんですよ。寝るというのは平和ですね。どうなるように起こるでしょう。はい、という感じですね。実際もしかしてこれは私たちかもしれないですね。顔よく見てみよう。これは弟子たちの顔ではないですね。いろんな国々の人々の顔が出ます。あと年代も違うですね。私たちは同じ船に乗ってます。私もね、アメリカに行ってもまあ同じ船になりますよ。霊的な船、皆さんも私たちどこでも行っても同じ船乗ってますので、私たちの救い主の顔、声忘れないように覚えましょう。9章の6節どうぞ、見てください。ちょっと英語で戻ります。 So you guys know the story. There's a storm. Disciples areat odds about what to do, and where do we find Jesus? Right? He's sleeping. I don't know about you, but you know, I read over this a lot, don't think too much about it. Oh yeah, well, Jesus was really tired all the time. It was obvious because he was always serving others, but is that why he was sleeping here? Possibly. But there might be another reason, right? You remember what we just read back up there in verse 7. It says, the peace of Godwhich transcends all understanding will guard your hearts and your minds in Jesus Christ. I believe Jesus Christ was able to sleep at that moment because he was at peace. He was at peace at a place where the human mind cannot comprehend. That's the part that transcends all understanding. Our human mind does not have the ability to understand how a man who cared so much about people at the same timeto allow his disciples to struggle at that very moment when they needed him the most. See, Jesus Christ had such confidence in his Father, right? He was at such peace at knowing that God was in control of all things, he could sleep at any moment. That's where we want to be, isn't it? Every day we want to be able to get up, we want to be at peace regardless of what our health situation is, what our job is, our relationship.Yes, we may be apart from families and loved ones. But you know what? Jesus is doing the same thing for us. He stands and he says, peace be still to the circumstances around us. And now, we can live in harmony with other people. Look carefully at the faces on this boat now. It's not the faces of disciples. It's the faces of people from all over the world. It's the faces of many ages of people. But it's the same Savior.Same Savior that said to his disciples when he was stood up, and probably he was saying it to them as much as he was saying it to the weather, right? Peace be still. He says it to us too. I'm going off to America. I've got some things I need to take care of over there, some family members. I feel like I'm being called back to serve, to be with. I haven't been with for 17 years. In some ways, I feel a great sense of separation from people in this land, of course, and many of you. But I'm reminded of the vision of the boat ride that we continue on, regardless of where we are physically speaking, right? We will all continue to ride on that same boat. We will all continue to fight the same storms, and we will all continue to call on the same Savior, Jesus Christ, to save for us. Peace be still. Isaiah 9:6, you know that one, right? Talks about the Prince of Peace. Nissan.私たちの平和を持っている救い主ですね。十字架のおかげさまで私たちの平和最後まで持つことができる。覚えてください。 最後に、これを覚えてください。キーワードは高い。キーワードは高い。いや、トラブルがないことではなく、いいですか？もう一回言いますよ。キーワードは
争い。
メーティングの時にもうちょっと感じがないです。キーワードは争いやトラブルがないことではなく、その場に神様がいてくださるという自信があることである。どうですか？それはそうですよね。争いはどこでもあります。アメリカにもある、日本にもある、マークの人生の中でもある、自分自身の人生の中でもある、誰でもありますよね。だけどその場に神様が行ってくださるという自信があることである。イメージはこれですね。最後に、神様、私たちは羊です。力あまりない。私の救い主のイエス様は私がどこでも温存してくれます。皆さんも死ぬもってイエス様お世話にくださいという意味ですね。 Finally, I mean, I'd just like to remind you that peace is not the absence of conflict or trouble. Okay? Peace is not the absence of that. None of us can run from that. You can run as much as you want, but someday you got to face it, right? Health-wise, economically, friendship-wise, relationship. You know, no matter where you go, whether it's here in America, whether it's in America, whether it's here in Japan, or in another place where you're from, we've all got trouble. That part, we're all in the same boat. But the difference for Christians is this. We have a confident awareness of the presence of God at that moment. That's the difference. See, it's not that God takes us out of trouble. He saves us in trouble. So finally, I'd like for you just to remember this image as I leave you. This is our Savior. We may not have a lot of power or control in and of ourselves, like a lamb. Many of us are in that situation. But our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, He carries us, He takes us wherever we need to go. That's the confidence we have. I pray that as God continues in your life and as He carries you, He will feel His presence. And that's our Lord. He said, I know. Hi. My name is Kajirari.